Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to hear a clip from our show, Guys, We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast.
And on it, we interview the founder of Comments by Celebs, Emma Diamond.
Yes, the co-founder, along with her partner, her bestie.
Oh, yeah.
They looked at something happening on Instagram, and they were like, how can we fucking monetize this instead of just clicking things and making ourselves feel bad about our bodies? It's great. She's lovely. We got to know a lot about her sex life and her business life. And if after listening to this little clip you want to hear more, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com, where you can get a subscription and you can hear us. You can hear voices like Roxanne Gay, Trevor Noah, Russell Brand for as little as $2.99 a month.
I believe in the universe, like, to a fault, like, to the point where I think it's annoying if you're not like that. You're kind of like, what the fuck? Like, I genuinely truly believe that things happen as they're meant to. Like, I don't just say it. So yeah. I kind of was like, we're meant to be, like, it's going to work out. And if we're not, that's fine too.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. That's always, yeah, that's all. And that's always great advice to give somebody. It's like, you can't ever force somebody's feelings out.
But sometimes people, you know, people, you can find out, like, someone that you liked, like, had a crush on you. And if one party doesn't make a move, that's at a true. Certain point, life just goes on. Because I do believe in the universe a lot, but I also, you know, sometimes less with spiritual people, I would say more with, like, you know, organized religious people will be like, you know, God's going to do what God's going to do. And then, like, they won't, like, wear a seatbelt in a car. And, like, to me, that's just being stupid.
No, I wear a seatbelt, totally.
Take the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I just trusted it. And I think the thing was, for me, honestly, I was like, I don't want to make my life about guys right now. Like, I want to build my career. This is kind of just a side benefit. And to be honest with you, the work that would have gone into having more enjoyable sex would have been so much comfort that would have to come with another person. And I was like, why am I going to do that?
Okay, you know, that makes sense for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like, I'm every time I tell this to Corinne often, like, I'm like, I should be on the dating apps because I don't even have a crush at this point. But every time I go on them, I'm like, I don't want to. I don't want this. I'm just
that's how I feel when I'm on them. I'm just swiping and I'm going, this is awful. Yeah. I don't even know why I'm here.
Yeah. So, it's all those fucking Disney movies that kind of. But
have you ever had a successful, like, fling or relationship with someone from an app?
Yeah, my last boyfriend was from an app. I mean, it was Raya, but still.
That was a cool one.
Oh, that counts. Yeah.
And the Pattern. Do you know? Oh, you would love this app. The Pattern.
Yeah. No, I know.
Like, you have to know about the Pattern.
They are fucking finally making a dating app.
I know.
On
I mean,
the goddamn wait list.
I really do feel like the Pattern has sometimes causes more problems, though, because, you know, like, if you have a connection with someone who you have a crush on, and I'm saying, like, but this is 100% just a personal story that I'm telling you and masking. But, like, you know, so I have this. There was this a person who I'm friends with, and everyone was like, oh my God, you guys are, like, so alike, but all this stuff, like, you guys are, like, gonna really hit it off. And then so I just threw his info into the Pattern, and of course it's like friendship, epic love, powerful past life love, past, like, karmic links. And so now it's at the point where my crush is so over the top, he has no idea how I feel, because it's quarantine and, like, you can't ruin your own friend group. And I'm like, this is so, like, and also, like, I have a real big problem with disappointment, so, like, there's just, it's almost unfair to him, because there's pretty much no way he would be able to live up to these expectations set by the Pattern. That I feel bad for him in advance.
I so get that. It's so dangerous. And also, it can go the other way. You can really like someone, and then you're like, we are not compatible.
Right?
Yeah.
You look at it, you run the bond, and you go, well, this is – and then I just stopped texting him back.
I put my ex in, and it gave me a lot of explanation of, like, oh, okay. So if this app that's a stranger that's never met me can, like, kind of hit the nail on the head on what I thought was happening in my old relationship, I'm like, that's cool. But in terms of new guys, I don't put them in because I don't want to know. But I learned a lot about myself from that app, because it's like, this is the month where you need to, like, just put your head down and focus on your work. And I'm like, okay. And I do that. So I use it for guidance a little bit.
Yeah. You guys are into astrology then? Like, do you have a person that you like?
No, I just the Pattern.
I like the Pattern, but I actually am not, I'm very, like, kind of not into astrology. I am into the universe, but just not actual.
I'm very into the universe.
Astrology for some reason. It just doesn't do it for me.
I would love to, I mean, I totally respect that. I would just love to see how you would feel after one reading with my person.
Oh, I do readings. I do that kind of stuff all the time, but I do it, you know, with a grain of salt because I find it just entertaining. And, you know, anytime there's a psychic hotline, like they do have that disclaimer, this is for entertainment purposes. So I'm very open to all these things. Like I've done wild things.
Seances.
I've had clearings and I've been to like a mystical empress. Like I'm down for it. And some things help. It's just the actual astrology. But like, you know, like things like the clearing really did help because yeah, I do feel like there's kind of like a, especially because I'm an empath, sometimes I hold energy and it feels very heavy, like a burden, and it needs to be released. And also sometimes this is going to sound narcissistic, but what's new, this is just who I am. People get very obsessed with me, but that's positive and negative. So like if someone hates me, they're going to really hate me and I'm going to be able to feel it. And even if I don't care, it still distracts with my energy flow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
I
interesting.
I had on a bike.
That's so true with guys. You have to be so careful. Like you can start to feel off and then you're like, oh, it's because I'm literally taking in their energy and I don't want this.
Like, yeah, it takes me so long to realize that. But I don't know if you have this too, but I, if I'm seeing a guy and we're just sleeping together, but there's crushes happening, but we're not talking about it because, you know, and I can tell he either loses interest or meets somebody else, and I don't have to talk to him. So I could have seen him 2 days ago and then we haven't talked, but that's not, you know, abnormal. And then I just know when the interest is gone. I know it right away. And I'm like, I'd rather just not know.
I know you can feel it almost, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know. It's a weird – that happens to me too. It's a very bizarre thing. Some would say that it's a blessing.
Yeah, well, I think it is. It can be. But I think a lot of it too has to do with I have to be emotionally connected to have sex as well. So when I'm emotionally connected and I have sex, it's like this explosion. Like it's a very intense – it's just very intense.
I have orgasmed from sex only with two people and both have been people that I've been in love with. Even guys that I've liked, like really liked and been into, yeah. Never.
Yeah.
And especially to the point now, like I used to hate dick pics. Like I thought that I just, it never did it for me. And now, like my new thing, honestly, a lot of times instead of watching porn, it was like not even watching, sometimes just listening to a video of like the guy that I love jerking off and like hearing him on. Sorry, like I think that's one of the
guys jerking off. Yeah, and when you like the guy, it's so hot. Oh, it's so hot. A guy, the best sex to ever get from a guy that you're fucking or seeing is him jerking off and saying your name.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have to have him say your name so you know it's a custom video.
Uh-huh.
Can't be having one of these recent ones.
Yep.
No, or like to a picture of you.
Wait, a video of him jerking off to a picture of you?
One time, a guy. I love sending nudes. It's just like a thing that I've just always, I don't know, I just really appreciate it. And I always would send him my tits. Like I never really was an ass nude sender. And then recently I kind of just got more into that. I was like testing out the waters.
You get some good angles.
Okay. Let me say something. A full length mirror for an ass shot is your best friend. I know that's probably very known. I just discovered it recently.
So wait, go on. I have a full length mirror, but where, what angles are we talking?
You just bend like you're like sitting kind of like in a squat almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have the camera like this. So you are facing backwards to the mirror. Your ass is facing the mirror and you hold the camera up. Right. You lean forward. And if you put something, I learned a trick, game changing. Yes. Okay. If you put something that's like smaller than you and lower than you in front of you and you can't see it in the picture, you get the best arch because you're leaning on it like a small trash can. They can't see it.
I love the visual of just you leaning on a small trash can.
Away stroller luggage.
wait, where is this luggage? And where is
in front
your
of
ass?
You, you're leaning on it. You're leaning on it. They can't see it in a photo, but you're leaning on it.
That's the key with the ass shot.
You need to lean.
Is the lean and the arch. But I'm like, I don't know how to like
put heels on too, because otherwise it's hard to balance on just your toes.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. It just like worked for me. So now I've been testing out all these different things.
Wow. I gotta try that.
Yeah, you gotta try it. And I sent this picture and he loved it. And then he sent me a video of him jerking off onto his iPad and the picture was on the iPad. And I was like, I love this.
Wow. Did he come on the iPad?
I know. I was so worried about the technology. I was like, that's an expensive.
Get a Windex, baby.
He came on the iPad. Yeah. I was like, so
home button. You're fine. That's great.
Yeah.
And he could never send that video to no one else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So how sexually adventurous have you gotten with your boyfriend? Like, right? We could say.
Yeah. Now my boyfriend. I don't know. We're pretty adventurous. Like he's pretty down, which I appreciate. He's really, yeah. I learned my number one thing, which I didn't realize until kind of recently, is that I never want to be in a situation again where I happen with one guy where I'm afraid to say something like that I want to experiment with because I'm afraid of judgment.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. That's like probably in my top five now turn offs. Like if I want to be able to say the freakiest shit and then just be like, okay.
Hey fuckers. We hope you liked that clip from our interview with Emma Diamond. If you want to hear the entire thing and get more of Guys We Fucked and more from minds like Michael Rapaport, Roxanne Gay, and Lena Dunham, go to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 a month.